Hello everyone, this is Gruesome Herzog. This is my first review in quite some time. Let's do it. Polaroid, 2019. Here's a storyline. High school loner Bird Fitcher has no idea what dark secrets are tied to a mysterious Polaroid vintage camera she stumbles upon. But it doesn't take long to discover that those who have their picture taken meet a tragic end. Directed by Lars Kleberg. Written by Blair Butler. Here's the cast. Catherine Prescott as Bird Fitcher. Tyler Young as Connor Bell. Samantha Logan as Casey. Keenan Tracy as Devin. Priscilla Quintana as Mina. Javier Botet as the Entity. Mitch Pileggi as Sheriff Pembroke. And the cast goes on. Before we get started, let's take a listen to the trailer.
Hey, I found something.
What is that?
It's a camera.
Are you ready?
Is anybody there?
What's that?
Camera.
Where'd you get it?
I work at this antique store. This is so cool.
Try it out on me. Group photo. Come
yes.
On.
Smile.
Oh, no!
You work with Tyler Drew at the antique shop.
Yeah.
Tyler's dead.
What? I think you're all in danger.
What are you talking about?
See that shadow? After Tyler died, the shadow moved to this photo. I think if the shadow moves to your photo, you die.
If it really freaks you out, we can get rid of the damn thing.
Don't!
Problem solved.
What the?
Sometimes to deal with tragedies, we make up urban legends.
Except this wasn't an urban legend, this was real.
He's coming.
You did this. You took the photo.
It's moving.
Run! Get the door! Get the door!
Hello?
Alright folks, Polaroid is obviously a higher budget film with big special effects. Now, I went into this movie knowing nothing about it. As you know, Gruesome Herzog was born almost 10 years ago. In fact, it is 10 years ago on independent film. So I did a little bit of both, independent and higher budget. Now, I don't know what it is about films with cameras. I've seen quite a few. This movie has a different style to a point to where this young lady, as you heard, finds this, finds this old Polaroid camera, gives it to her as a gift. Not knowing anything, she takes his picture. Now, every time someone's picture is taken, they end up dead. D-E-A, dead. Now, you're going to say, yeah, I heard that before. This is a pretty cool movie. Basically, what it is they, what's so cool, though, is they eventually find out that, well, Bird Fitcher, played by Catherine Prescott, starts noticing some weird stuff about this camera. Her best friend who got her the camera dies, and then she realizes that every time a picture is taken, there's this little creature in the background. Of course, her friends didn't believe her at first. But then when their picture was taken, it was, now everyone hates on Bird because, oh God, she got us in the situation, it's her fault, blah, 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 blah. But what's cool about this film is any picture that's taken, if you try to destroy that picture, things happen to the actual person. There's a scene in here to where you can see it on IMDb, is one of them starts burning. So you gotta put the picture out, and of course the picture heals itself. So it's a special effects, fancy stuff. It's a pretty cool movie. Now comes to Sheriff Pembroke. Sheriff Pembroke has a history about the demon that's in this camera. It turns out that there's a father that wasn't quite the perfect person. And he had a daughter. And the daughter, to the father, told everybody that she was getting bullied at school and blah, blah, blah. And something happens to where he gets killed, the father, and then his spirit went in the camera because she was a big photography fan. However, that's how this creature was formed in this camera. It's pretty fucking fascinating. I like this film a lot. It was quite a big surprise. Action hoey to the end. What happens to Sheriff Pembroke was amazing because, again, I mentioned about the picture. You know, if the picture gets ripped in half, of course, what happens to him? Yeah. That being said, it's a well put together film. I quite enjoyed this. It's been out for a while. I'm sure people have seen it, but definitely check it out. A great little gem here. It's called Polaroid 2019. This is Gruesome Herzog. I give this film an 8 out of 10. I really enjoyed this one. If you have not seen it, look for it. It's well worth a watch. This is Gruesome Herzog, and I'm out of here.